be kept quiet. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The father of a murder victim at the University of Idaho has been waiting 3 weeks for answers.
As far as the investigators, they're very tight-lipped and they're keeping everything close to their vest. And I understand that, and I'm probably not the right person to share all these things with.
Steve Gonsalves on Fox and Friends Weekend. Police have no suspect, no motive, and no weapon, and have released few details to the public. They say speculation stokes fear. Economic turmoil in China caused by the country's zero COVID policy has Apple reportedly looking elsewhere to manufacture its iPhones.
Now it appears the iPhone maker is accelerating plans to shift production to places like India and Vietnam and reduce dependence on Taiwanese assemblers at plants inside China led by the Foxconn Group, which at one point made about 85% of the pro lineup of iPhones, and where protests and turmoil have become too much for Tim Cook.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, wrinkles in the relationship between Washington and Beijing also have Apple looking to branch out. Early voting is over in Georgia ahead of Tuesday's Senate runoff. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock hopes to fend off a challenge from Republican Herschel Walker.
Right here on the ground ahead of this runoff, it is turning out to be looking like it's going to be a very, very tight race, just like the general. No clear favorites in the most recent polling here, as both campaigns are desperately trying to get out the vote.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. There's big worry on Hawaii's Big Island that long commutes could get a lot longer. Molten lava from the erupting Mauna Loa volcano could reach a key highway sometime this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in New York City fired shots last night while responding to reports of a carjacking in the Bronx. The suspect now hospitalized.
I just want to take this moment to just say that although gun violence is down in the city, events like this still occur, and our members are found in peril.
Patrol Chief Jeff Madry. The NYPD is looking for a suspect who was seen on video hitting a man in the back of the head with a baseball bat that he pulled from his pants. The unsuspecting victim was knocked to the ground in Manhattan last week around 8 o'clock in the morning. The assailant then started yelling at the victim before walking away. Almost 200 dogs and cats have been rescued from a home in New Jersey, described by authorities as a puppy mill.
Police say the alleged mill was being run out of a home in Ocean County. Officers responding to an anonymous complaint said when they arrived at the home, they could smell a strong odor and heard barking coming from inside. And once they got inside the house, the officers found stacks of animal crates with dogs and cats living in deplorable conditions and called a hazmat team to the scene. Hazmat officers eventually rescued 135 dogs and 45 cats. Two dogs were also found dead inside the home, and another 8 needed emergency care. Amy Lonchak and Michelle Nitch, who were both living in the home with a 16-year-old child, were arrested and charged with animal cruelty and child endangerment. Police say additional charges are possible. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
About 1,700 seals have been found dead in Russia on the southern coast of the Caspian Sea. State news media says the animals likely died a couple of weeks ago, but the cause hasn't been determined. Officials say there's no sign that poachers were involved. No pollutants were immediately found either. Several previous incidents of mass seal deaths were attributed to natural causes. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.